Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday morning share at the Young Israel of Woodmere. Some important announcements and reminders. First of all, I mentioned it last week also. There is no share. My Thursday morning share will not meet next Thursday morning. I believe it's November 11th. We are going out of town for a family simcha. So no share next week, November 11th. Please don't come. If you have friends who usually join Shia and they're not here today, please tell them, okay? Number one. Number two, this Shabbos, I don't know if you saw the emails from the Young Israel of Woodmere, they have their Lady Shal Shudis. The Young Israel of Woodmere is having their woman Shal Shudis this Shabbos at 4 p.m. And Be'ezor Hashem, I will be giving the Dvar Torah / speaking. So if I don't know if you're supposed to RSVP or not. Mr. Joey Schiff, my friend Hindi's husband, is organizing it. So if, I don't know, how do they find out more information? The Shul sends out the email. Okay, so please join, and it's this coming Shabbos, Parshas Toldos, Lady Shal Shudis at 4 o'clock, and Dvar Torah by Michal Horowitz. Let's learn. Okay, this past Sunday was 25 Cheshvan. This past Sunday was the 25th of Cheshvan. It is, of course, Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And 25 Cheshvan is a significant day because, for those who are not aware, but if you've learned with me at all this week, you are aware because I mentioned it in every single class, save for one, 25 Cheshvan was the yahrzeit of the Har Nof Kedoshim. The attack was on 25th Cheshvan, 5755. So it was the 5775. So it is the yahrzeit of the Har Nof Kedoshim, the seventh yahrzeit. So I'm going to begin by quoting from this little book. It's a little contrast of Hespedim and memories by the Amanos and Talmidim and Rabbanim, published by Feldheim. It's called Living On. The 25th of Cheshvan, November 18th, 2014, was an ordinary Tuesday morning in the Jerusalem neighborhood of Har Nof. At Kihilat B'nai Torah, a local shul on Agassi Street, close to 30 people were in the middle of a midah as part of the 6:25 a.m. Shachris Minyan in the small downstairs base medrash. Silence reigned as each congregant was immersed in his own quiet prayer, wrapped in his talis and tefillin. 6:57 a.m., two Arab terrorists enter the shul building via the main entrance, shouting, "Allahu Akbar." They fired their first round of bullets on their way in, mortally wounding Rabbi Kalman Levine Hashem Yukom Damo, who was standing in the entrance hallway. 6:59, 2 minutes later, a.m., after hearing the sounds of gunfire and shouting, some of the worshippers fled the shul through a side door before the terrorists managed to enter the sanctuary. Others were too stunned or too far from the side exit to escape in time. They took cover under the tables. After the terrorists burst into the shul itself, they immediately shot Rabbi Avram Shmuel Goldberg, Hashem Yukom Damo, and Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yukom Damo, both of whom were positioned on the left side of the room. 7:02 a.m. The remaining congregants attempted to take cover as the terrorists continued shooting indiscriminately. One 16-year-old boy threw a chair at the terrorist and managed to flee. Other congregants hurled tables and shtenders. Rav Aryeh Kupinski, Hashem Yukom Damo, tried to fight while calling to the others, "Everybody run." He was killed. 7:05 a.m., the gunfire paused. The terrorist's gun had jammed, and he struggled to fix it. During the pause, 14 people managed to flee. Meanwhile, the second terrorist attacked individual congregants with a meat cleaver. About 11 Jews were left in the shul, four of them dead or mortally wounded, most of the others with injuries of varying degrees. 7:08 a.m., two policemen burst into the building, leading a gunfight with the terrorists. 7:11 a.m. The two terrorists were shot dead at the entrance by the policemen, one of whom was mortally wounded and later died of his injuries. emergency personnel entered the shul to attend to the wounded. About Rav Avram Shmuel Goldberg, Hashem Yikom Damo, Rabbi Daniel Travis says as follows. The Rambam wrote, if a person is a Baal Habayis, for example, what's a Baal Habayis according to the Rambam? He works for 3 hours a day and he learns for 9 hours a day. Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph. The Rambam wrote, if a person is a Baal Habayis, this is a hesped for Rabbi Avram Shmuel Goldberg. Hashem Yikom Damo. If a person is a Baal Habayis, for example, he works for 3 hours a day and he learns for 9 hours a day. I do not know, said Rabbi Travis, if Rabbi Avram Shmuel Goldberg learned for 9 hours a day. But I do know one thing. Whenever I entered the Beit Midrash of Kehilat B'nai Torah and I saw him, he was either davening or learning. He spent the entire morning learning in the Beis Midrash with HaChavrusa. For a long time, I wasn't sure if he was an Avreich or a Baal Habayis. Even after I learned that he worked, I believe it would have been more accurate to call him a Baal Habayis according to the Rambam's classification. At the Levaya for Rabbi Goldberg, his son-in-law, Rabbi Binyamin Hammond, a Magid Shir in the Mir Yeshiva, delivered a hasped for his father-in-law. Rabbi Hammond relayed his father-in-law loved Rabbanim and he loved Svarim. He personified the words of the pasuk Eitz Chaim hi lemachazikim ba v'somchehem me'ushar. It is a tree of life for those who cling fast it, and those who hold on to it are fortunate. One of the rabbeim in Yeshivas Mir related as a young avreich, he, this rabbi in the Mir, was speaking to someone during Lechadodi. And Rabbi Goldberg came over to him and calmly said, how can one speak during davening? Similarly, Mispalalim in the Minyan where he davened related, Rabbi Goldberg was makbir on the decorum of shul. For many years, I walked home almost every night at the same time as Rabbi Goldberg, who lived next door to me. What struck me about him the most was how regal he was. He was a person of stature, of honor, of dignity. It was clear to me that such refinement was possible only for someone who worked on himself and shaped himself through Torah. Rabbi Goldberg's speech matched the regal way in which he walked. He spoke gently and kindly. I cannot imagine him ever getting angry. Rabbi Avram Shmuel Goldberg spoke in the way Chazal described that a Jew is meant to speak. He personified what Chazal tell us, Hevi mekabel es kol ha'adam besimcha, always greet every person with a pleasant countenance. About Rav Kalman Zev Levine, Hashem Yinkom Damo. His Rebbetzin Chaya Levine, says as follows, my husband's goal in life was to connect to Hashem through the performance of mitzvos and learning Torah, to make the world full of Hashem's light and love. My husband taught me, says Rebbetzin Chaya Levine, that every person is created with tremendous potential. And we have to bring that light and goodness to the world. Hashem created each person with unique kochos, talents, brains, personality traits. My husband taught me to focus on your talents and your abilities. Many of us give up on ourselves too soon, continues Robertson Levine, because we focus on the negative in ourselves and in others. Many of us think we have to do big things to change ourselves and change the world. But my husband taught me it's the small things that make a big difference. My husband never gave up, says Rebbetzin Levine. He just kept going. One of his friends said something along the lines of, we both sat in the same Beis Medrash. How did he get so far? He did it one step at a time, one daf at a time. If he wanted to change or improve something, he would pick one thing to work on, such as davening or brachos. He broke it up into specific steps as a key tool in Avodas Hashem. He chose one small thing to work on for months until he got it right. Then he would move on to the next small step. He would supplement his efforts by learning about that midah or bracha from a sefer. He kept a written record for himself about his progress. He could see how much he improved and what he would move on to next. We, says Rabbitson Levine, worked on many projects together, halachically and hashkafically. When you get discouraged, my husband taught me, just keep going. You'll get there in the end. Excuse me. For my husband, I'm sorry, the gift of speech expressed itself in his avoda bein Adam Lamakum, in davening and the way he communicated to others in Torah learning. For my husband, davening was an opportunity to talk to God, who loves us so much, our Father, who is waiting to hear from us. If you need anything, who can provide anything better than the all-powerful King? There was nothing too small or too big to daven for. Anytime anything went right, my husband's response was, Hodu la Hashem ki tov. If he had to do something difficult, says Rabbitson Levine, or there was an important decision to make, he davened first, either with a request of his own or by saying Tehillim. If we had a tzara, my husband davened. If we had a simcha, my husband davened. If an ambulance went by or someone else told them of their tzar, whether or not he could do anything about it, he davened. Says Rabbitson Chaya Levine, I had to daven for 40 days at the Kosel in a row to be Zoha to marry him. And finally, my final quote from this book. Thoughts and recollections of a Talmud about Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yinkom Damo, Gaon Olam. As I poured, this is by Rabbi Eliezer Menachem Neuhaus Shlita, a Talmud. This first appeared in Kislev. The Pigua was 25 Cheshvan, the Shiva went through Rosh Chodesh and into Kislev, and many of the Hespedim were given in the beginning of Kislev. As I poured bag after bag of dirt into the grave of my Rebbe, HaKadosh HaGaon, HaRav Moshe Twersky Zatzal, Hashem Yinkom Damo, I felt as if I was burying part of myself as well. I wished I could pinch myself and wake up from this nightmare. The memories of those first years when I was a 17-year-old bachur in Yeshivas Torah Smosha were all coming back. Even back then, everyone knew Rav Twersky was a huge Talmud Chacham, a masmid, an extreme midaktik in mitzvos, a major lamdan, a tzaddik, a heiligayid. We revered him and we loved him. When I received the call with the horrible news, the phone dropped from my hand and I cried as I never cried before. During the Shiva, a fellow Talmud called me and we cried together. We both expressed the same feeling. Part of us is now gone. What was it about the Rebbe, as we referred to him, that made him so beloved by all his Talmidim? Another reason we cherished him so and admired and looked up to him is because we viewed him as a living Shulchan Aruch. Everything he did was with a cheshbon and according to halacha. We would work on figuring out why he did things certain ways and trying to find what was the makor, what was the source for how Rabbi acted. We would try to get him to tell us if that was the case. We were not always successful. He never liked to talk about himself. But although he was great, at the same time he was normal, a human being like all of us, and therefore we hoped and we strived to be like him. Thousands of people gathered in the northern Israeli town of Yanujat Tuesday afternoon to pay their last respects to Zidan Seif, the Druze police officer who was killed in the gunfight with terrorists at the Jerusalem synagogue. Mourners, including friends, relatives, and ultra-Orthodox Jews who traveled from Jerusalem, and Israeli and religious figures recalled the hero who had taken a bullet and said officials needed to do more to end the wave of violence in Jerusalem. Zidan Seif was 30 years old. He was the first responder on the scene of the Har Nof attack, where two Palestinians from East Jerusalem, armed with guns and meat cleavers, had already killed four worshippers. He was shot in the head in the shootout in which two terrorists were killed. He was evacuated to the hospital in critical condition, and Zidan died of his wounds late Tuesday night. He left behind a 21-year-old wife and 4-month-old daughter, along with his parents and 5 brothers. Zidane's uncle died in the IDF during the 1982 Lebanon War. Rabbi Mordechai Rubin, Rabbi Rubin, the rabbi of the Har Nof B'nai Torah Synagogue, where Saif, a traffic police, gave his life, Rabbi Rubin eulogized Zidane. "We came from Jerusalem," said the rabbi, "from the place of the massacre, simply to be with you and to cry with you. Zidane showed courage. He was the first at the scene of the attack. He stood like a wall with his body, with his head, in order to save the souls in the shul. The loss of Zidane is our loss, as well as that of the Druze community. And we feel a kinship with the Druze community. The devotion and determination of Zidane should be an example to all of us, to the Druze and to the Jews alike." There were 2 more victims, Rav Aryeh Kopinski. I gave an hour-long shiur about him related to Chassid on Monday morning, which is why I'm not touching upon him now. And Chaim Howie Rotman, who was mortally wounded and died the Cheshvan following of his wounds, I quoted from his wife's book last night in my shiur, which is on YU Torah. And that's why I didn't say any vignettes about those 2 final kedoshim. So the Zecher Nishmas of Avram Shmuel Goldberg, of Aryeh Kopinski, of Kalman Zev Levine, of Moshe Twersky, Chaim Howie Rotman, Hashem Yinkom Damam, Zecher Tzadikim Ukdoshim Levracha, and in memory of Zidane Saif, may their memories all be for a blessing. And this week's parsha, we meet Yaakov and Esav after 20 years of infertility, if you will. Rivka is unable to conceive for 20 years, and it's the days before treatments and doctors. Vayetar Yitzchak v'Hashem lenochach ishto, ki akarahi. Yitzchak davens to Hashem on behalf of his wife, for she is barren. Vayetar lo Hashem. Hashem allowed himself to be entreated by Yitzchak, v'tahar, Rivka ishto. And she conceives, and she is carrying what she thinks is 1 baby, but of course she finds out it's 2. Vayisrotzitzim habanim, vayisrotzitzu habanim bekirba, and the children jostle within her. Vatomer, and she says, Imkein, lama ze anochi? What is going on? Vateilech li dros es Hashem. She goes to the base or pan, says Targum Unkos, of Shem ve'Eiver, the Gedolei Hador, to find out what is going on inside of her stomach, because Rashi says, when she passed by the Pischei of Odazara, 1 would kick, and when she passes by the Pischei Torah, 1 would kick. So what's going on with the baby inside of me? And she is told, Shnei Goyim Bivitneich, you're not carrying 1 baby, you are carrying 2 regimes within you. One will be stronger than the other. And now it all makes sense. And it comes time for her to give birth. Vihine tomin bevina. Behold, she has twins within her. Vayetzi harishon kulo kaderase ar. The first one comes out, and he is cloaked, and he is hairy. And who is it, of course? Esav. And the second one comes out, holding on to the heel of his brother, and it's Yaakov. And as the lads grow up, their personalities are very, very different. Vayigdulu hanarim. Vayhi Esav ish sade ish yodei atzayid. Esav loves to do avodah zara and hunt in the field. Vayaakov ish tam yoshev ohalim. Yaakov loves to learn Torah. Rashi says, what tense? He sits in the ohel shel shem. Ohel shel Eiver, Vayav Yitzchak es Esav, ki tzayid b'fiv, v'rifko haves es Yaakov. So it's very clear that their differences are stark. There's a big contrast between them. Perachav Hey ends as one day Yaakov is cooking lentil stew, and Esav says, wow, pour some of that red stuff into me, because I am hungry. Therefore, his name is called Edom. And Yaakov says, wait a minute, let's make a deal. You sell me, like this day, the birthright. And Esav says, wow, I'm going to die anyway, so what do I need the avodas karbanos and the avodas of the bechor for? You get the bechor, vayives Esav asa bechora, I'll get the lechem and nizir adashim, and it's a geshmak deal, vayochel, vayesh, vayakam, vayelech, vayives Esav asa bechora. So Yaakov gets the rice to bechor, Esav gets the pot of lentil stew, everything's fine, till one day, moving fast forward to Perachov Zayid, Yitzchak is awed, and he says, wow. He calls Esav beno hagadol, and he says, bring me ma'atamim kasher ahavti. Why? Leman tevarachacha nafshi, lefnei mosi, I want to bless you before I die. Rivka overhears, she dresses up her son Yaakov in Esav's hunting garments, he gives food to father, he gets the blessings first. Yaakov gets the blessings, Esav comes home, here's food, father, get up and eat, and father says, where's the one that I just blessed? He is also blessed, Gam Baruchi, and Esav lets out a great bitter cry, Vayizak Za'aka Gadola Umara, which Chazal say gets paid back in the time of Esther and Mordechai, and it says, Vayetze Mordechai Besoch Ha'ir, Vayizak Za'aka Gadola Umara, so as I'll say, that for Esav's great and bitter cry, it's the exact same lashon in Perek of Zion when Esav cries, and in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Alf of Megillas Esther, by Mordechai, because Haman ha'agagi mizara Amalek is Esav's descendant. We made Esav cry, and therefore Esav will make us cry. So actions, even with unintended consequences, do not go unnoticed in Shemayim. And yeah, Esav is furious. Don't you have a bracha for me, father? I'll bless you too. Now, Esav is not willing to overlook what he perceives as a travesty and a stealing of what is rightfully his. Forget the soup. Who cares? It was just a joke. I didn't mean anything. I should be the Bechor. And the Pasuk tells us in Bereishis, Parach of Zion, Pasuk Mem Aleph, 27:41, Vayistom Esav, as Yaakov, and Esav harbored hatred towards Yaakov. Ala bracha sher becho aviv, for the blessing that his father blessed him. Vayomer Esav belibo, and Esav said in his heart, Yikruvu yemei eval aviva aharga es Yaakov achi. Esav makes an oath, and he harbors a hatred in his heart. And so the parasha ends as Yaakov must run away. He's going to spend 14 years in Yeshiva Shein Ve'Ever. Next week he's on his way to Lavan's house as he has to run away because Esav makes an oath to kill him. So once again, Vayistom Esav es Yaakov ala bracha asher becho aviv. Esav harbors hatred in his heart over the blessings the father blessed. Vayomer Esav belibo yikruvu yimei eva aviva aharga es Yaakov achi. I now go to Medrash Esterah. Medrash Rabbah on Megillas Esther. So the Medrash says as follows. There's many more people here now than before, both on Zoom and live. There is no Shir next week. Okay? I am going out of town for a family Simcha Be'ezrat Hashem, November 11th. There is no Thursday morning Shir. Okay. The Megillah tells us that Haman and Ahasuerus came up with a plan. Did someone tell him to turn on the heat?
I did.
Whew! You're going to be okay. I'm also going to be okay, but I'm going to take this off.
Turn off the air, please.
Okay, let's go. Let's keep going. Okay, the Megillah tells us that Haman and Ahasuerus came up with a plan to kill all the Jews, to exterminate all the Jews. We know, and I already quoted the Medrash that tells us, for his Vayizak Esav, Vayizak Za'aka Gedola Umara, so Mordechai Yotze Berchav Ha'ir, Vayizak Za'aka, Esav is Vayizak Za'aka Gedola Umara, and Mordechai Vayizak Za'aka Gedola Umara, Mida Keneged Mida. Why is Mordechai going out into the streets crying? Because Haman and Ahasuerus came up with a famous, or I should say infamous plan, Lahashmid, Laharog, Laabed, et kol ha-Yehudim, to destroy, annihilate, slaughter, murder with guns and meat cleavers and axes while they're wrapped in their talis and tefillin, minar va'ad zakein, zeshakana chachma, gedolei olam, marbitzei Torah, heilaga yidin, ovdei Hashem, Taf and Nashim, children and women, Biyom Echad, Beslosh Asar, Yom Lechodesh Adar, Lechodesh Neim Asar, Lechodesh Adar, Shlalam Bavosk. So listen to the following Medrash. This is Medrash Esther Rabbah, Medrash Rabbah, Amagilas Esther. Okay? Parsha Zion, Siman Chaf Gimel. Amar Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, Arurim heim harishaim. Cursed are the wicked. Shehei misaskim be'etz ra'a al Yisrael. We are osek b'divrei Sora. And they are osek be'etz ra'a al Yisrael. We're osek in how we could serve Hashem and better the world and better ourselves and help our fellow Jew. And the Rishayim are osek in how they can harm and damage and inflict pain upon Knesset Yisrael. Arurim heim ha-Rishayim shehei misaskim be'etz ra'a al Yisrael. V'chol echad v'echad mehem yo eitz l'fi darko. Each one of them has a particular mahalach as to how they're going to destroy the Jews. Each one of them plots according to his own way. V'omer, and each one says, atzasi tova me'atzascha. My way, my advice, my method is better than your way, your advice, and your method. Esav amar, Esav said, Shota haya kayin shaharag as achiv b'chaye aviv. Esav of Perachov Zion, Yekruvu Yimei Eval Aviva Hargas Yaakov Achi. Esav looked in the past, he looked at history, and he said, what's the best way to kill your brother? The best way to kill your brother is not what Kayin did. Kayin was a shota. Kayin was a fool. Kayin made a mistake. Why? Because Kayin said, I'm going to kill my brother. Kayin killed Hevel, but the problem is he left Adam and Rishon alive. And people forget that Adam and Isha had Adam and Chava, like that, had another child. His name was Seth in English. I don't know, Shase, right? They had another child. So Esav says, Shota haya Kayin, my ancestor Kayin was a fool. Shaharagas achiv b'chaye aviv. Yes, he wanted to get rid of his brother, but he left his father alive. V'lo haya yodea sh'aviv pare v'raveh. Did he not figure to himself that his father could be fruitful and multiply and have another child? Kayin wanted world dominion, so he figured, let me kill the competition. But the problem is, you left the source of the competition alive, and in the meantime, father had another child. So it didn't solve Kayin's problems. Ani, said Esav, Eini osakach, I'm going to be much smarter than Kayin. I am not going to do that. Ella, but, or, Yekruvu Yimei Evo Aviva Harga as Yaakov Achi. Medrash now quotes our Pasuk 27:41. I'm going to be much smarter than Kayin. I'm going to wait till father dies. After father dies, Yekruvu Yimei Evo, because remember, he's an old man. What's the beginning of Peruch of Zion? Yitzchak is old. He says, I don't know the day of death, but I want to bless you before I die. So Yitzchak figures, Rashi says, he's approaching the age of his mother. When a person approaches the age of their parents, you don't know if you're going to live to your mother's age or your father's age. He's close to his mother's age. He says, I think I'm going to die. So he's an old man. So Esav says, great, I'm not going to make the same mistake as Kayin, says the Medrash. I'm going to wait till my father dies. And then, Ahargas Yaakov Achi, then I will kill my brother. What happened? Why was his path not so smart? Because while he's waiting for father to die, Yaakov ends up by Lavan. He marries four wives. He has 12 sons and a daughter. So the plan didn't go so well. Along comes Paro. Paro Amar, Shota Haya Esav. Paro looks back in history and he says, gee, what should I do to these people? Let me see. What did Esav do? Esav was a Shota. He was a fool. His plan wasn't successful. V'chilo haya yodea sha'achiv pareh v'raveh b'chaye aviv. Did he not think to himself, while I'm waiting for father to die, my brother could go get married or have children? Which is exactly what happened. Ani eini osekach. I'm going to be much smarter than Kayin. I'm going to be much smarter than Esav. I am God, says Pharaoh. Mi Hashem Asher Ashma Bekolo, L'shalach Es Yisrael, 5:2 Shemos, Lo Yadati Es Hashem, Ve'gam Es Yisrael, Lo Ashalech, because I am God. Liyah Ori, says Yechazkel, Va'ani Es Nisini. Paro thought that he was the God. I'm smarter than them all. I'm going to learn from their mistakes. Ella, what am I going to do? Ad di'inun di'kikin tachas karesi imosehen. While the babies are just emerging, they're right under their mother's bellies. Ani mechanik lahon. I will strangle them. When he calls them yaldos ha'ivrios ha'shoshem ha'achashif, rav ha'shem ha'shen ispua. Vayomer lehim b'yaldechen ha'ivrios u'reisem al ha'avnayim im ben hu v'amitam oso. V'imbasi u'techayud. When you see the baby come out on the birthing stone. So the mother, I don't know exactly how it looked in the olden days where they birthed upon some kind of birthing stone. Is anyone else now very hot? God.
I didn't ask them to turn the heat on, just to shut the AC.
What?
Just to shut the AC.
The AC was on?
Yeah. Blasting.
But now the heat is blasting. Okay, I'll keep going. If I pass out, just bring me water. What? Patty, could you ask someone if they turned it on? So I feel like it's 90 degrees in here. Okay, let's go. Thank you. Okay, so Paro actually told the midwives of the Jews, of the Hebrews, when you see on the burning stone, so like the baby just emerged, strangle the baby. And that's what the Medrash says. While they are still under their mother's bellies, tachas karesei iponsehen, what will I do? Ani mechanik lahon. I will strangle them. However, his first plan didn't work. So at the end of Perek Aleph, he gets very desperate. I think it's Pasuk of Beis. And then what does he say? Vayomer vayitzav paru l'chol amo lemar, kol ben ha'ilod ha'yar tashlichu v'chol abas t'chayim. So then Paru says, forget it. Not working on the birthing stone. The Medrash continues by quote, it's 122 of Shemos, by quoting the pasuk that I just told you. They're not somehow being killed. The Miyaldos come and they say it's not our fault. They are like animals. When we get there, they've already given birth. So then Paro takes the next step, which is every male into the river. The problem with Paro's plan was he left the girls alive. So along comes, remember, this is Medrash Esther Rabba, Parsha Zion, Siman Chav Gimel. Along comes Haman. He's going to be smarter than everybody. Cain left father alive. Father had chase. Esav waited for father to die. But Yaakov went and got married and had a whole nation. Paro says, I'm going to kill the babies right away. But unfortunately for Paro, unfortunately in quotes, he left the girls alive. And what happened? Am Yisrael still here? So along comes Haman. Thank you so much. Haman, Amar, thank you so much. What did they turn it to? Did you ask them? You don't want to tell me? My father was once on an airplane to Israel. I think he said that he was up to 82, like 12 hours. What did he say? Okay, thank you. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shel Kol Nehi HaBedvaro. Thank you. Let's go. Continues the Medrash. Haman, Amar. Along comes Haman, Ha'agagi from Agag, Mizera Amalek, the great, 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 great grandson of Esav. Why? Who's Esav? Esav, Alifas Amalek. The original Amalek was the biological grandson of Esav Harasha. Haman, Amar, Paro, Shota, Haya. Continues the Medrash. Haman comes along and he says, Paro was a fool. Sha'amar kala ben ha'yod ha'yar tashichu v'chilo haya yodea sha'habanos nisos paros v'ravos. Wait a minute. He killed all the boys, but didn't he think to himself, if half the nation is alive, I'm still going to have a problem here? So what's Paro going to do? Paro come up with a much better plan than Ed Haman. Thank you very much. What is Haman going to do? He comes up with a much better plan than any murderer in history. He's going to get rid of all of them in one day. So there won't be any fathers alive like by Adam. There won't be any brothers alive like by Esav and Yaakov. There won't be any girls alive. La hashmi, la harog, la beid et kol hayudim. Minar, la adzakin, from youth to old, Taf, Benashim, children to Biyam Echad, and one day will annihilate the entire nation, and my problem will be solved. Continues the Medrash. Va'af Gog u'Megog, va'asid lavo, lomar. In the future, Gog u'Magog will come along. What is Gog u'Magog? Footnote. Magog is the name of a nation that will launch a cataclysmic attack against Israel. At the dawn of the Messianic era, they will be led by their king, Gog. So the king is Gog. He leads his nation, Magog. They will launch, in the days preceding Mashiach, a major cataclysmic attack known as Mechames Gog and Magog against Bnei Yisrael. Now I think I have to sneeze. Excuse me. Okay. I once read, you know, I try very much. Not I try, I do. The Siyata Deshmaya focus in my learning on Shorashim all the time, and I try and transmit that to you as well. Rav Shamsher, part of that is due to Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch. I'm learning Rav Hirsch over the years. He very, very much in his interpretation of Tanakh, in his pshat on the Chumash, in his pshat on Tehillim, he always focuses on the root of a word. It made me much more aware of focusing on the root of the words. So Shamshan Fall Hirsch points out that Gog, which is the king of Magog, is the root for worf, the word for roof, Gog, Gog. And that's why we read about it on Sukkot, because we have a roof over our Sukkah. And what's interesting is, what is the enemy of God, one who puts a ceiling, who caps his abilities to grow in Avodas Hashem? If you say, this is my limit, this is the highest that I can go, the buck stops here, I can't go any higher than that. That's the true enemy of Hashem. It ties into Esav, by the way. Esav was named Esav. I believe it's the Rashbam who says on Chumash, it's from the word asui, made or complete. Esav felt he had nothing left to do in his avodas Hashem. I'm finished. I'm complete. I reached the apex of my avoda. That is the worst kind of personality. Some, that's the biggest rishus. Someone who recognizes their weakness and knows they need to work. So you recognize your failings, but you also know you need to work more. But someone who says, I have nothing to work on. I am perfect, complete, made, asui, like Esav. This is the epitome of rishus. So Gog, the king of Magog, from the word Gog or roof. And the lesson is that we can never cap our lifetime of avodas Hashem. No matter who I am or what level I am at, I must always be striving to reach higher. Don't put a ceiling over your accomplishments. So going on with the Midrash. Excuse me. That probably doesn't look very nice on Zoom. So, Af Gog and Magog la asid lava lopa. Gog and Magog in the future will say, showed him how you have shown him. Everybody was a fool. Because nobody was successful. Cain didn't have world dominion. Esav wasn't successful. Paro wasn't successful. And apparently Haman also wasn't successful. So what will Gog Umagog, the king and his nation, do? So wait, so he says, showed him how you reshown him. Shahayu misaskin be'etos im malcheihem shal Yisrael. They were waging war against the kings of Israel, i.e. against the Jews themselves. Do they not recognize that Am Yisrael has a protector in heaven? Ani eini osakein. Therefore, me, I will not be like all the previous ones. I won't find my brother. I won't worry about my father. I won't worry about the boys or the girls or the youth or the elderly. I'm going to the source. Ella hareini mizdaveg im patron techila. Who am I going to go against? Their protector. Sort of reminds us of Perikot Alpha Bereishis, Tower of Babel. They believed that they could fight Kaviyachal against the Ribono Sha'olam. The Art Scroll footnote does note in the Art Scroll Medrash Rabbah, Gog's plan is to sever the connection God has with Israel by stopping them to fulfill the commandments. So as me, will fight against God. Are they such a shota that they think they could fight against God? How will they wage a war against God? This is quoting the Eitz Yosef, which is a commentary to the Medrash. How will they fight against God? By getting the Bnei Yisrael to stop keeping the mitzvos, by severing our connection with the Ribono Sha'olam. That is kaviyachal, how they will fight with Hashem. So this Shir, when I prepared it, is not only the Zecher Nishmas, the Harnov Kedoshim, but also tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And this was the plan, if you will, of the Syrian Greeks, the Yevanim, and the Miskyavim, unfortunately, the Hellenists. One second, I need to look up the exact pasuk. So I, Kapitel 30 of Tehillim, Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis the David. Yes. Kapitel Lamed of Tehillim. Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis the David. A song of ascents. Mizmar and Mizmar. Zemer Shir a song. Chanukas Habayis the David. The inauguration of the house to David. Aromimcha Hashem, I will laud you, I will extol you, Hashem, ki dilisani, you have raised me up from poverty. Velosi machta oivaili, you do not let my enemies rejoice over me. So I must say, this is Bobby Feiner, who told me a few years ago that these two psukim are an allusion to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. I never heard it before she told it to me. Well, obviously, the first pasuk is pretty obvious. Mizmar Shir, Chanukas, that's the word, Chanukah. I will laud you, I will praise you, I will glorify you, God. You have raised me up from poverty, Dal. Vilosi machta, oivaili, you did not let my enemies rejoice over me. Si machta is an acronym, she said, for what the Yevanim wanted to root out. Sin is Shabbos, Mem is Mila, Ches is Chodesh, and Tav is Torah. And that's exactly what the Yevanim wanted to do. So when I was preparing the Shir and I came to this part of the Mandrash, it's very reminiscent of Hanukkah. How will Gog u'Magog, the king Gog, who leads his nation Magog, and remember, the worst thing for a Jew is to become stagnant. I reached my ceiling, that's it, I'm finished. That's an enemy of God, and it all started by Esav. It's a Rashbam who says, Asui, I'm finished, I've nothing to work on. When you think you're finished, nothing to work on, you're already spiritually dead. You might be physically alive, but you're spiritually dead. No matter how much we know, there's always more to know. No matter how many midos, I have fixed, I can't even say perfected, there's always more to try and fix. So the root of Rishus is Asui. This is passed down through all the centuries to Gog, the roof. So you see the same mida in both of these enemies of Yisrael. It starts with Asui, and when you think you're finished, it means the roof is there, you can never do any more. So the Yevanim, so what's the tactic of Gog u'Magog to ensure that they will attack God, Kaviyachol, because even they know they can't literally attack God. They're not going to build a tower up to Shemayim. By severing, says the Eitz Yosef, by severing our connection to Torah and Mitzvos, they're severing our connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, and this is how they will attack Hashem, Kaviyachol. So this really reminded me of Hanukkah. It's tomorrow's Kislev, and what did they want to do? The Yevanim didn't want to physically annihilate us like Paro, but rather, they wanted to cut off our connection to Torah Mitzvos. And once again, thank you to Mrs. Bobby Feiner, who taught me this. Perek Lamed, Mizmar Shir Chanukas, Chanukah, I mean the words right there, Habayis LeDavid. So when you stay in the Bayis of David, you can counteract, I'm going to add a little bit here, to her Pshah, when you ensure that you live in the house of Hashem. Shifti Beveis Hashem, Koyimei Chayei, Lachazos Tmanoam Hashem Ulevaker, Beheichalo. If you sit in the Bayis of David, you will always ensure your connection to Torah and Mitzvos. So that is the antidote to the Yevanim. Aromimcha Hashem ki dilisani, we translate already a few times. Velo si machta oivaili, the enemy of the Yevanim, you did not let them rejoice over me. They wanted to root out Shabbos, Mila, Chodesh, Torah. So Baruch Hashem, here we still are. Is she on this? Oh, yes, she is still here. So Mrs. Feiner said, oh, she originally heard it from Rabbi Rafal Palkovitz. So that is the original source of this insight into Perek Lamed of Tehillim as it relates to our Shir. So let's keep going. So, Hareini Mizdavik in Patron Techila. I will fight against the king, meaning God. And after that, anim is daveg lahem, then I will attack them. Once the Jews weaken their connection to Torah, then Rachmana Litzlan, the Hashkacha Pratis, leaves us, the Hester Panim comes, and then no problem, then I'll annihilate them. Hadahu dichtiv, and now the Medrash quotes a pasuk from Tehillim. Yisyatzvu malchei aretz, Tehillim perek beis, Yisyatzvu malchei aretz, v'rosnim nasodu yachad, al Hashem va'al mishicho. Remember, Gog u'Magog is going to be in the days preceding the Messianic era. The kings of the earth take their stand, malchei aretz, and the princes conspire, nasodu. They conspire from Sod, secret. They conspire al Hashem. So this is the pasuk that the Medrash uses to prove that in the end of days, in the time of Mashiach, they will conspire against Hashem, as we've already explained, kind of our connection to Torah and Mitzvos, the al Mashicho, and then they will fight against God. Mashiach won't be able to come because Hashem will abandon us. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Gog u'Magog. Rasha, you wicked one. Li, ata bala hizdaved. Really? You think you're going to be successful in fighting against me? Kame gedudim yesh lufanai. Where do we have the word gedud in Chumash? A troop will troop forth from God. God is the root word troop. He was very strong. He went ahead of the warriors to fight and to conquer of Eretz Yisrael. Kame gedudim yesh lufanai. It's another trick. I've told you, it's not really a trick. It's a method. I come to a word in my learning that I don't know what it means. I try to think, before I look at the English, sometimes I don't know. And then sometimes I look at the English, I'll say, of course, that's the root. But sometimes if you say to yourself, this is just a tool for your limud, if you look at the root before you look at the English, or you think, where else do I have this in Chumash or Tanakh? It can help you identify the word. So God says, you're going to fight against me? Do you know how many troops, how many soldiers I have ready to fight for me? How many of Moshe Twersky's I have ready to fight for me? How many of Arya Kopinski's who would slap you at a freezer gemach? I told you, Monday gave a 1 hour shiur based on Rav Arya Kopinski. He had a freezer gemach. And the Baal gemach himself would schlep the freezers through the streets of Har Nof, up the stairs, down the stairs. Some people make a simcha. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't have like we have. Not everyone has three freezers and a plethora of space to store everything. So when you made a simcha, thank you. Whoever asked them to turn it down, it's a better temperature now. Thank you. So when you made a simcha, you need a place to store it. And he would schlep the freezers by himself. You know how many brachim, lightning bolts, kamera amim, how many thunderclaps? You know the kol Torah that I have with my yeshiva, says God? You think my children will abandon Torah and mitzvos? When I was in Eretz Yisrael in July 2019, last time I was there before COVID, so Risa Rotman, Shatichya, arranged the shiur. You know whose house I spoke at? The Koltai home. Azi Koltai was 13 years old and lost his life in Meiron this past Lag BaOmer. So Risa arranged the shiur. It was hosted by the Koltai family. And on the way to the shiur, Risa drove me by the shul, Kilap in a Torah, and she said, she's telling me. Who says, you see the bullet holes there in the door. So God says, how many thunderclaps, how many lightning bolts I have to fight against you? You think you're going to overcome the Jews by eradicating Shabbos? It will never work. You think you'll eradicate the Jews by getting rid of Mila, by banning Chodesh, by saying no Limud Torah? It will never work. Hadahu dichtiv, like the Pasuk says, Sefer Shmuel, Vayari Hashem b'kol gadol. Hashem thundered with a great noise. The kama srafim, the kama malachim, how many angels, how many srafim, heavenly beings, said God, do I have to fight against you? Ela gevurasi teitzev in achames imach. However, says God, my might will go out. My own might will fight with you, says the Ribono Sha'olam. The Art Scroll footnote, quoting the Eitz Yosef, says, since Gog and Magog's main attack, Gog and Magog are striving, so to speak, to attack God through Klal Yisrael, God himself will go forth and fight against them. Meaning, he will not fight with them with methods that could be seen as natural occurrences, rather tactics that will make it apparent that God himself is fighting. Hadahu dichtiv, like the Pasuk says in Zechariah, v'yatza Hashem, v'nilcha b'goyim, God himself will go out. When we say Hashem yinkom dama, it means the ultimate revenge. As Ribbono Shel Olam say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Perek Yud-Zayin of Bashach, ki macho emcha et zecher apmalek mitachas ha-shamayim. I, God, will ultimately destroy the zecher of Amalek from under the heavens. And Amalek goes all the way back from Gog and Magog, back to Haman, back to Paro, back to Esav. And in fact, Rav Chaim Brisker, the great, great, great grandfather of Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yinkom Damo. Rav Chaim Brisker says, as quoted by his grandson, Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav Zatzal, who is a grandfather of Moshe Tversky. The Rav says, Rav Chaim Brisker, his own grandfather, explains, a Malek is to anyone in any generation who arises to destroy us. So today you don't have to say, oh, did they come from Esav, this nation, or did they come from Yishmal? Rav Chaim Brisker says, a Malek is anyone. So when two Arab terrorists enter the show with axes and meat cleavers, they smash Chaim Howie Rodman's skull so that he's in a coma for an entire year before he's dying. That's a Malek. And Hashem ultimately says, you don't forget, Zachor al Tishkach, Devarim 25, 17 through 19, but ultimately, Kimacho Emcha, I will be the one to ultimately destroy Amalek. And that is what the Medrash said. Hadahu dechtiv, like the Pasuk says in Zechariah, V'yatza Hashem v'nilcham bagoyim ha'im. God will go out. God will fight with these nations, kiyom hilachamo biyom karav. On the day that he waged war, on the day of battle, it's coming close, and the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Hashem kagibor yetze ki ish mechamos. Ya'ir kina. Hashem will go forth like a mighty warrior. He will arouse vengeance like a man of war. Maksiv taman. And then what is written? V'haya Hashem la'melech al kol ha'aretz. On that day Hashem will be king over the whole world. One second, please. V'yom ha'hu Hashem echad u'smo echad. On that day when God will go out and fight the battle with Amalek and with our enemies, Hashem will be one and his name will be one. I will end by quoting, one second please. I'm sorry, I didn't mark this page. I end by quoting, I'm sorry. So much going on today. Sorry. I apologize. Gross. Okay. I once heard Rabbi Shai Schechter say in a shir, the Queen of England also, he said, sits on a toilet. The Queen of England also goes to the bathroom. Yeah, I need to sometimes blow my nose. Wahavdil. I'm sorry, it's just not nice. I'm on Zoom and I'm recording, I'm in public. Okay, whatever. I end by quoting Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, whose yahrzeit is coming up, Chof Dalet Kislev. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, the God of Hador, 26 Cheshvan, 5775, the day after the massacre. We cannot possibly understand the wisdom of heaven. There is no way to answer the question of why Hashem would treat us in such a harsh manner. Yet we must accept the fact that everything Hashem does is with very precise calculations. He tempers every act with mercy. Chazal tell us, and this relates to the Medrash that we went through as well, Chazal tell us, continued the God of Hadar, what should a person do to save himself from Chevlei Mashiach? Rashi explains, the coming of Mashiach will be accompanied by terrible suffering, like a woman giving birth, the birth pangs of the Messiah. Chazal answer, to save themselves, one should involve himself in Torah and Gemilas Chesed. Therefore, each one of us must strengthen himself as much as possible in Torah and Gemilas Chesed. We must follow the guidance of Hillel, who taught us what you do not like. When the convert came and said, Kavur mi awal neg, Shabbos 31a, Hillel said, what is hateful to your friend, what is hateful to you, do not do to your friend. Let everyone return to Hashem through teshuva. And each individual knows, said Rav Steinman, in which area he needs to strengthen his own self. Then Hashem's anger will subside, and we will no longer hear of such vicious attacks. With great empathy for all those of Klal Yisrael who have personally suffered from this attack, Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, 26 Cheshvan, 5775. And one quote from Rabbi Zev Lef Shlita from Moshav Matityahu. It is a sad fact, said Rabbi Zev Lef in the aftermath of the attack, that sorrows like this bring us together, that only very sad things bring us together. At such times, you can see people wearing all types of yarmulkes, people from all different walks of life, religious and non-religious, and somehow everyone feels connected to one another. Then we feel connected even to people who are not exactly like us, and sometimes even to people who are exactly not like us. But that's not the way it should be. We shouldn't need sorrows to make this happen. So we long for the day when the nevuah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ki Macho Emcha et Zecha Amalek, I will finish off Amalek. Ki Yad Al Keis Ka, the throne of God is not complete, and the name of God is not complete. Melchama La Hashem Ba Amalek Midardar. It is God's war against Amalek. From Esav, halacha b'yadua she'esav son of the Yaakov, who said, Yekruvu yemei evel avi v'ahargos Yaakov achi. To Paro, who said, Uri isam al havnaim v'im ben hu v'hapniten oso. To Haman, who said, Lahash midaharugul abed es kol yehudim. Minar v'adjaking tafanashim. To Gog u'magog, who will say, I will fight against the patron, shal Yisrael. So those with meat cleavers, axes, guns, to those who think if they defile our Beis HaMikdash and they try and cut off Shabbos, Chodesh, Gemilah, and Torah, they will destroy Knesset Yisrael. We know that Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. We don't understand God's cheshbonos, but we do know that Am Yisrael chai, and in the end of days, it will truly be Hashem yinkom damam lezeichen nishmasam, and I specifically do not say le'ilui nishmasam, because they don't need an aliyah neshama, the way they were murdered al kiddush Hashem, wrapped in their talisos and tefillin in the middle of tefillah. Rav Avram Shmuel Goldberg, Hashem yinkom damo. Rav Arya Kopinski, Hashem yinkom damo. Rav Kalman Zev Levine, Hashem yinkom damo. Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem yinkom damo. Chaim Halwi Rotman, Hashem yinkom damo. Zecher Tzadikim Ekdoshim Levracha. And in memory of Zidan Seif, may his memory be for a blessing. There's no shir next week. Please join us this Shabbos at the Young Israel of Women, Lady Shal Shudas at 4 o'clock, where I will be speaking. Besuras Tovos and Chodesh Tov. Thank you all, everybody. Kol Tov. Yeah.